Hello, everybody. This is the translation of Corolla's message for Sunday, the 26th of November. The two trees. The Lord God caused all kinds of trees to sprout from the ground, beautiful to look at and good for food, and the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord God commanded man, "You shall eat freely of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat of it you shall die." Genesis chapter 2, verses 9, 16 and 17. God had created the earth and man. Everything was good, perfect, magnificent. Man had the right to eat from all these beautiful trees, especially from the tree that was in the middle of the garden. It was the most important tree, the tree of life, the tree that gives life and represents the loving relationship with God. God intended man to be alive, spontaneous, full of joy and innocence. And God has forbidden eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There were not many trees. A tree of good, a tree of evil, and a tree of life. No, there were only two trees. A tree of life and a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Often we make a mistake when we read the text about the last tree. It is believed to be only the knowledge of evil, while the knowledge of good is also a fruit of this tree. The result of consuming these two types of knowledge is the same. It causes death. Not only evil, but also the good of this tree is forbidden and leads to death. Often we still live from this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If I do good, I receive good. If I do evil, I receive evil. Moreover, by eating the good of this tree, they produce a deadly fruit, that of self-satisfaction and independence. If I do good, it's good, is not necessarily true. There are good works that put us out of fellowship with God just as much as sin. God does not do good to become good. He does good because he is good. The poison of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God knew that eating from this tree would poison man. What is the essence of this poison? It focuses man on himself rather than on God. It places man at the centre. What I do, what I decide, what I judge to be good is important, and it determines my destiny in life. When we eat from this tree, we distance ourselves from the tree of life, which represents a relationship with a living God, independence and trust. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents wanting to rely on yourself, to want to know yourself, to want to decide for yourself, to want to set your own standards and values. It is self-satisfaction which makes us proud and independent. I am the centre, my opinion, my point of view, my judgment. I decide independently of God what is good or bad. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, God says that his people have done two wrongs. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and hewed out vessels for themselves, broken vessels which hold no water. What are these two wrongs? One, forsaking the Lord, and two, doing without God by their own strength and effort. Do you know what happens when we live independently of God? We die. It was God's warning. He said, "The day you eat of it, you will die." Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. Through pride, man's desire for independence, death has come into this world. Eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil ruins us. We become proud, ungrateful, grumpy, critical, bitter, etc. We constantly judge ourselves. Am I good enough? Is what I'm doing right? And as a result, we start judging others too. In the Gospels, we read how Jesus was surrounded by often pious people who constantly judged and questioned him about good and evil. Is it permissible to pick ears of corn on the Sabbath? Can we eat with tax collectors and sinners? Can you touch a leper? Can a man with a paralyzed hand be healed on the Sabbath? These were very logical questions and judgments, because for many thousands of years the Jews had lived under the law that condemned these things. It's a safe bet that we would have reacted the same way, unfortunately. Like us, they were infected by the virus of good and evil. Like them, we too always seek or give answers in terms of good and evil. In what terms do we think? When it comes to a transgender Miss Holland, a divorced pastor, ecumenism, strikes and yellow vests, or simply work on Sunday, taking part in sports competitions on Sunday. Don't we all naturally have a heart that judges and condemns that this is good, that is bad? Aren't these important questions? Yes, certainly, but what do we base our answers on? Ever since Adam and Eve ate from the tree, we have been infected with the virus of good and evil, and it constantly expresses itself. And Jesus? We read in the Gospels that he was simply doing what he had to do. He is life, like the tree of life, which was in the middle of the garden. He came to do the works that his Father gave him to do. John chapter 5, verse 36. I have testimony weightier than that of John, for the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me. Jesus is life, and he has always been in close union with his Father. He was in deep union with his Father when he did his works, when he taught, when he simply related with others, and of course when he prayed, often entire nights. Because of his relationship with his Father, he always knew what to do or say. Jesus lived a God-centered life. Characteristics of a God-centered life. Trust in God. Dependence on God, his ability and providence. Living by his grace and power, knowing deeply that Jesus accomplished everything for us and that we can do everything through him. Being focused on what God is doing. See God's perspective in every circumstance. By eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we move from a God-centered life to a me-centered life. In the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened. You will be like gods. You will be able to know what is good or evil. Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. The serpent, me, becomes the centre. Me takes the place of God. Characteristics of a self-centred life. Excessive self-confidence or lack of self-confidence. What I'm doing is good, or is what I am doing good enough? Am I praying enough? Am I reading the Bible enough? Am I giving enough to the poor? Do I testify enough of the Lord? Is God pleased with me? And by projection, we judge our brothers. Does he come to church often enough? Is he filled with the Holy Spirit enough? Depend on one's own abilities and talents, deeming them sufficient or insufficient. Seek one's own honour and fame. Is our life centred on me or on God? We sometimes say that we should put God first and that he should be the priority in our lives. First God, then our family, then the church, and then our work. However, if I put God first in my life, I am always in control. God doesn't just want to be first in my life. He wants to have all the space. He is life. He has the first, second, third, and last place in our lives. He wants to be all in all. God wants to be there in my relationship with him, in my family, in my church and in my work, in my success and in my failures. We are created by him, of him, and for him. Romans chapter 11, verse 36. For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory for ever. Amen. By what are we led? By the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Or by the tree of life? Is the tree of life at the centre of our life? Are we guided by our choices of good or evil or by the living Lord? Centred on ourselves, we let ourselves be guided by our feelings, by reason, from our past experience, by the opinions of others, by the circumstances. All this is very human, but through Jesus there is more. We can live by faith in Jesus Christ, who he is, what he has accomplished, and what he is doing in us. God wants our life to be guided by the life, by a deep relationship with Jesus Christ. From the life of Christ in us, the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in our lives. Let the Holy Spirit lead your life so you will not follow your evil desires. On the contrary, this is what the Holy Spirit produces: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Since the Holy Spirit makes us live, let us allow ourselves to be led by this Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16, 23 and 23, 25. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonour others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never ends. People who eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil live under condemnation. They observe with their natural eyes. They let themselves be guided by their feelings, their common sense, or the coloured glasses of their past suffering. They draw their own conclusions. Then they express their opinions, judgments, to and about others. They are inspired by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. In my opinion, I think that, I know, I am of the opinion, etc. They only speak of their own judgment, thinking they are right. They then want to convince others of their opinion. They are all fruits taken from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is the man who adores himself, his advice, his opinions, his experiences, and his conclusions. The man who sits on the tribunal and begins to judge what is good or not, what is or is not of God. We condemn because we ourselves live under condemnation. Am I doing things right? Am I good enough? We are missing out on the grace of God. It is man who puts himself in God's place. Do we eat from the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? What one eats becomes part of us. This will determine our thinking, our ideas, our decisions, our actions, and our behaviour. Let us turn our backs on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and fully embrace the life that is Jesus. Let's eat from him. Let us drink of him who is the source. Let's live by grace. At the very beginning of man's existence, God had given him a choice: to love God and depend on him with complete confidence, or to become independent, his own judge, self-sufficient, far from God. God always gives the opportunity to choose. He wants us to be free. He wants us to love him freely. What do we choose today? If we have eaten from the wrong tree in the past, are we willing to ask for forgiveness and make things right? Has our heart become proud, severe, judgmental? Do we still suffer from that little voice that tells us that we are not good enough, that we have not done well enough? Do you always judge yourself on what you did right or wrong? Jesus accomplished everything for you. He did it perfectly, and because he did it perfectly, you can stand before a holy God. Let us take refuge in the tree of life, Jesus Christ, and receive the riches of his grace. Amen.